Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life at 25 minutes past seven on the 24th, I think it must be, of March 2025. Another overcast and damp morning. It was raining last night, pretty much all night, as far as I can make out. I was awake a little bit in the night after having gone to bed, so it was raining then, and hopefully the sun will come out a little bit later on. So I watched a thing, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about the online safety bill, and the online safety bill apparently has now come into fruition, which this particular individual who was very worried about it was saying that is a big problem now, because you cannot go online and criticise the government. You cannot say things that somebody somewhere might have a little issue with it. Not libel, not slander, but just it might hurt their sensibilities. And as a result of that, you could spend 2 years in prison. And YouTubers, of course, are going to be focused of this, because people with big channels will have to be taken down to stop influencing people in a direction that the government does not want. And it, of course, they will be the ones that are made into the martyrs, I suppose. And it seems the government doesn't mind martyrs. They'll be made examples of. So that's an interesting position to be in, seeing as I am one of those people who make videos for the entertainment of my audience. And because it's a big platform, it will be monitored. I'm probably already on the list, so they won't like that very much. I have this problem now where I've got to decide what do I do? Do I continue carrying on with the YouTube channel? Do I go back to things like the Bald Explorer, which I don't think I will do? And where do we go from here? It's a bit of a thing. So anyway, that's got to be worked out. Yesterday was a day of, I was going to say, day of leisure. It was Sunday, wasn't it? So I was actually working on my book. Of course, I cleaned my Essie, my Ironheart, the wood-burning stove, that I must have had it now for 6 or 7 years, and cleaned it out. Beautiful machine that is a log-burning machine, of course, heats the water and so on. Gave that a good servicing, I suppose. And then later on, cooked our dinner. Oh no, Julia's didn't. I cooked my dinner because Julia was over at her parents' in the daytime to pick up her kids who had been there. Mum had been babysitting while we'd gone to Kent over the weekend. And then she'd gone to pick them up. And she had a meal there. I just had bacon and scrambled egg and peas. Something very simple, simplistic, but good quality bacon. Julia did call on the phone to Berry, to the farm there that we go to, Charlie's farm, and they still haven't got any raw milk, which is a raw deal for those who enjoy raw milk and rely on it. And it's, I don't know whether the crackdown or the service or whatever it is, the testing that's going on over there finished. And whether then they're allowed to sort of start milking again, but presumably they are milking. But in the time that they're having this testing, the milk will no doubt be either destroyed or go to pigs or something. But it depends. If they find something in there and if they're looking with PCR tests, then they will. That's the nature of a PCR test, is you'll find something. You know, it's very unlikely if you do enough cycles that you wouldn't find what it is you're looking for, even if what you're looking for is the remnants of the tiniest, tiniest particle that will never develop. It's even dead particle. The PCR test will find it, which is why so many people were being told that they had COVID, even though they didn't really have it. The body was dealing with just getting rid of toxins, and it's, you know, it was the wrong test, but it was the perfect test for the government because they could increase the cycles until they found what they were looking for, and then say, oh yes, you've got this problem, as if you haven't, as if you have got a huge problem, but actually you didn't have a problem at all. You were just had a particle. It's like looking at an animal, I suppose, and saying, oh, there's a flea, therefore you've got fleas. And it may be one flea, and the flea may be dead, but the test will go, ah, there's a flea. Doesn't matter whether it's dead or not, you now have fleas. And that's how the PCR test works. And of course, it's a scam. They'll use the same argument, of course, for things like foot and mouth and TB in order to get to their aim, which is to destroy cattle and so forth, because they want to get rid of living animals on this planet so that they can supplement artificial food. We were talking to a chap who works in a supermarket. We weren't in the supermarket. And he said, yes, he's been told that they're bringing this stuff into the supermarkets, these synthetic foods, pretend meat, Franco meats. And he said, oh, I don't want any of that. And I think they were bringing some in to test on the staff. I'm not quite sure if that's what he said. He said, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to eat it. Well, why should anybody eat it if it's not real, it's not genuine, it's not natural? Why would you want to eat it? Lab-based meats. But, so anyway, all that's going on. Today I've got legal letters to rebut and get back to the various sources that they've come from. I've got the book, obviously, to work on, video to make, and something else. Something else I've got to do. Can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Oh, and an interview. That's right, of course. And I think that's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So lots going on again, as ever. I did good progress yesterday with the book, which I'm very pleased about. So that was nice. Now I'm at this is why I'm at the stage where in the second draft, I knew there was going to be some heavy rewrites and plot developments. And I've kind of got to that bit now where the original stuff was just mediocre, get it on the page, repetitive, as I was trying to find myself in the script. Now I'm at honing this and improving and focusing the plot and the point of the book. And I'm sort of reaching that point, which is a lot more thinking time to get this right. So that's going to be interesting as I work through that. And I hope to have a few hours to be able to do that in between all the other stuff that I've got to do. And then I've got an interview, which I can't remember what it's about, to be honest. It's just a name in the book, and I'll have to go back and find the original emails. That's later on this afternoon. So, yeah. And of course, the online safety bill may well mean that some of these interviews that I have got lined up, I can't do. I mean, you know, you could poke your finger up and say, sod it, I'm just going to carry on. But one has got to think about the longevity of the channel, and I need it to keep going just so that I can finish this book and maybe make some sales and get the book out. I think there'll be a lot of people interested in the book, even though it is a fiction. It does have solutions in it and ideas in it. So I think it will be useful, but it's not going to be useful if nobody knows it exists and people can't access it if the channel goes down. So that would be a wasted 6 months of work. I've got other things to do, washing and, you know, general household duties to sort of deal with. But I think I'll leave this as a bit of a short one. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day.